This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
You know what? It fits in line with your like of sports.
And Chris Ello.
Kind of rooting for you in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show until a moment ago. Now I hope you get your butt wiped again.
Oh, well, that means something else.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome into the 4 o'clock hour, everyone, from Peoria. Quinn and Chris continuing our second day of our two-day stay at Padres Spring Training. Scrapey and I will be back tomorrow. Tony, he's not coming back yet. He's got next a few week. Games to go. Next week he'll be back in San Diego. Why? Because next week the season starts.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Next Thursday is opening day. Padres and the Atlanta Braves. We now know Michael King will pitch for the Padres. Chris Sale, if he doesn't tear up the locker room first, will start for the Braves.
I hope he doesn't. I mean, don't mess up the Petco locker room.
Well, I mean, I love what you said yesterday. I mean, Chris Sale thinks he can just tear up a locker room and break TVs and just say, well, no, that's all I got. I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
No, you're still an idiot. You still can't do that, but he does it anyway.
Yeah.
So
hopefully
the Padres will give him reason to break something down in the visiting clubhouse next Thursday on opening day.
Well, you know what? Actually, Jerickson Profar is going to be like, no, this is my second home. You cannot trash this locker room, Mr. Sale. I don't think Profar would call him Mr. Sale, but...
And I'm pretty sure Chris Sale wouldn't listen to Profar.
Well, why not?
Because Chris Sale's wacky.
He is a little wacky. He's not going to lie.
Speaking of openings, the opening game of the NCAA tournament is underway. They're midway through the first half. St. Francis of Pennsylvania leads Alabama State 18-14. Let's get these shoe clerks off the floor so we can get the Aztecs in North Carolina.
Shoe clerks,
yes.
Why do you call them that?
Just kind of, you know, biding time until the real hoopsters get out there.
Oh, okay.
No, it's there's nothing. Don't read anything into it.
Okay, all right, I won't.
Shoe clerks, they just kind of, you know, they're playing, and then we get them out of there, and then the Aztecs in North Carolina tip off at 6:10. Scraby has said, hey, let's play a little Chris versus the fans today. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I said I'm always up for the challenge. So, with kind of a later announcement,
yep,
we let everybody know that we are going to play some Chris versus the fans right now. While people dial in, 833-288-0973. Scrape, why don't you, let's just kick it off with the theme song first.
All right.
you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself?
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We are going to be playing for one of my favorite prizes in Chris versus the Fans history. I don't know why I started talking like that, but I did.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
I know. Favorite prizes. It's two tickets to see Alanis Morissette at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on October 24th, a two-night hotel stay October 23rd through the 25th at Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. So, by the way, I might move to Arizona just for the fact that the gas is about 75 cents cheaper per gallon than it is in California.
Yeah.
I filled up my car before we got here, $48. There's I filled it up at home, $82 easy.
With all due respect, you can pretty much move to any state in the country.
That is true.
And have the same thing happen. California's gas prices are
outrageous.
Insane.
I don't know how they... Never mind. That's a different show we can do one day. Me going off on gas prices in California.
It's all about supply and demand.
It is all about supply and demand.
Do you want me to school you on Economics 101?
You know, I did take econ.
Yeah.
Wasn't great at econ.
I wasn't either. But
yeah.
I know there's something called supply and demand. I can't necessarily explain it too well.
Elastic demand. Other than inelastic demand.
Yes, other than the fact that we in Southern California, you know, live in our cars, driving everywhere, so we need the gas so they can charge more for it.
Oh, yeah, so
that's pretty much
the oil refineries can just roll in their money every day. It doesn't cost them $4 to make a gallon of gas.
Nah,
I don't know this to be true. But
probably like 40 cents for all I know.
Maybe even less. And this whole winter blend thing, don't even get me started.
What?
All right.
The what?
Winter blend? You've never heard of that?
No.
Oh, when gas might go up like in November because they have a winter blend. And so all the prices are much higher because they're switching out the summer blend with the winter blend. And so then the prices go up.
Why am I listening to somebody who yesterday told us all that the mountain and central time zones are the same thing?
That's a good point. I forgot all about
Why am I listening to you for information
stuff? You know what's so embarrassing about broadcasting from here is Jackson Merrill just walked by, and I'm screaming about winter blends and summer blends of gasoline, and he kind of gave us a look like, what are you guys talking
about? He had his SDFC jersey on.
He did.
He looked pretty sharp.
He did.
All right. Supporting the soccer team. All right. We are going to give you a chance to win that Alanis Morissette trip. And we're going to play some Chris vs. the Fans, 833-288-0973.
I have the callers.
If you haven't dialed in yet, please do so now.
Announcement.
And, yes.
Chris vs. the Fan is brought to you by Good Guys 24th McGuire's Del Mar Nationals, April 4th through the 6th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Get details at good-guys.com. Good-guys.com.
Got ya.
All right. Let's get into our first contestant for today. I'm looking at my phone. Tanner in Oceanside is up first. Hello, Tanner.
Hello,
hey, Tanner.
How are we doing?
Good. We're good. Thank you,
sir. Frank, put him down for 1 second. I didn't give the rules. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free today. All right, Tanner. Are you ready to play?
Now he's ready.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go, he says.
What sport features an underhand ball delivery from the pitching circle to home plate?
Softball?
Softball is correct.
I think he thought, wow, that's so easy that I'm not sure that's really the answer.
Yeah.
But that was the answer.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. That is correct.
That is correct. Here we go. Question number two. Which AFC quarterback agreed to an extension with his team that includes a record $250 million in guaranteed money? This has happened in the last couple weeks.
AFC, you said?
Yes, AFC.
That would be Josh Allen, the Bills.
Josh Allen is correct.
Whoa!
Nice job.
You know what? Tanner came up with that before I did.
You didn't know that?
I do, but I was shuffling through the quarterbacks in my mind, and I haven't come up with it yet. So
it's not Brock Purdy, that's for sure.
Well, he's not an AFC quarterback
yes,
either.
I'm
very
aware
good,
of that.
Tanner.
I'm
all right, go for the sweep here, Tanner.
All right, here we go. Question number 3.
Yeah.
What French footballer or soccer player recently signed with Real Madrid for a 5-year deal worth $16.2 million annually?
My God. How much?
$16.2 million a year.
To kick the little ball around.
You know what? That is one sport that I do not follow. I'm just going to say
Jason Hayward. Sorry to cut you off, but Jason Hayward knows the answer to this question.
He does.
He said he thinks he got paid more than that, too. So
Jason Hayward's walking by trying to answer. Do you want to go see Alanis Morissette, Jason?
Sorry.
Yeah, if he answers it correct, do I get it if Jason Hayward says it?
No.
I think you should, but he's kind of disappeared off into the parking lot.
He already gave me the answer.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he knew.
I didn't hear it.
No, he knew. He knew the answer.
But did he tell you it?
No. Okay, let me start this conversation
over. Go ahead.
Jason Hayward knew the answer as he was walking by.
Right.
I do not know whether or not Tanner has the answer.
Tanner doesn't have it.
Okay, Tanner does not know.
But Jason Hayward didn't.
I said Mbappe, but okay. I don't know.
That is correct.
That's correct. You
I know
won,
that
Tanner.
Was kind of
wow.
a,
bad after all
I know
of that.
That was kind of crazy, but
that was
you
a
got
win.
It right. You got it right.
Kylian
wow.
Mbappe.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Mbappe.
My friends are going to be very proud of me for answering a soccer question correctly.
Well, good.
We're proud of you, Tanner, because you swept the game. That doesn't happen very often where somebody gets all 3 questions right. It doesn't get you anything more. But it does get you, entered into the contest to win the Alanis Morissette. Very good, Tanner.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And appreciate you coming on. And stay on the line there for a minute. Frank is back in studio, and he will get your information.
Can I share the dilemma that I have right now, Chris?
Right now,
yeah.
You have a dilemma.
Because of our jobs. Sometimes we have to be mean to people.
Oh, yes. Now you like Jason Hayward, don't you?
Well, he's been amazing every time
we've
seen
really
him.
Good.
He's
yeah,
really funny.
Good dude.
He's personable. He comes over.
Yeah.
He says hello. It's just
he said
like,
hi to you twice. He's been friendly. He remembered your name. He's done an interview yesterday. He's, playing Chris versus the fans.
You see him working with the younger guys. I'm like, I know my job is to maybe say those things.
No, you shouldn't say them. Shouldn't say that when you're not informed.
I mean, I'm looking at the statistics.
I know you were.
But the dude couldn't be a nicer guy.
You got to root for him now.
You have to root for him now.
Yeah. No, if everybody missed it, Scraby was not high on the Jason Hayward signing.
Well, just and through 3 weeks in, I mean, I don't think he
had it's spring training, though. It doesn't even – that really truly doesn't matter, especially to a guy like him.
But I think we know why
he's on this team. Who's been in the majors as long as he has.
It's because he's a leader. And he's a longtime MLB vet that knows how to get it done when he needs to.
Well, that's more than you can say for a lot of guys because they aren't, longtime major league vets.
And he's a Chris versus the fans champion.
No, Tanner is.
Tanner is, you're right.
Because Jason Hayward is not qualified for the Alanis Morissette tickets. Tanner is. Very good. You know what I was going to say, Mbappe or whatever. That's
Mbappe.
It's the only one I know.
So he has one
I
of the coolest
have answered
names in sports.
Yeah, I couldn't have answered any other answer
Kylian
to that.
Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah. How do you spell it? M-B?
A-P-P-E?
I think so.
Yeah. That would be interesting to have to, figure out that name as a play-by-play person every single day.
Sounds like...
Mbappe?
Mbappe sounds like Kent Herbeck, the old baseball player. Do you remember Kent Herbeck?
I don't. I'm
wow.
Sorry.
God, that's so weird to me that there's a whole... This guy played first base on 2 World Series champion teams with the Minnesota Twins. Kent Herbeck. But they used to call him by a vowel. Because his last name was H-R-B-E-K.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
He only had one vowel in his name.
He looks like
it's kind of like Mbappe, who has a lot of consonants and not too many vowels.
He looks like kind of like the one of the guys in the movie Little Big League, which is about the Twins. So
I bet he was in it.
He may have been.
I guarantee you he was in it.
There was a lot of stars in that.
Yeah, that was about the time of that movie when Herbeck played for the Twins.
And one of my favorites, not from that movie, but when... Rookie of the Year, when he strikes out Barry Bonds, and it's like super skinny Barry Bonds from the Pirates days. You could just see the difference.
It's a little difference.
A little difference.
Because just in case, a great friend of mine, and Twins fan, Chris Harrington, happens to be tuned in, or anyone who knows Chris Harrington is tuned in, I just want to share with you quickly that I once closed down a bar in Orange County with Kent Herbeck and my friend Chris Harrington.
How was that?
Awesome. He's one of the greatest guys of all time.
Did he pay for your drinks?
I don't think he had to. You know, we were just, they were flowing at that point. Like, it didn't matter.
Yeah, you're just having fun telling stories.
It was a great night. One of my favorite nights.
How did that come about?
Chris Harrington, my buddy, was a big Twins fan. So we went to the game in Anaheim, and because we worked in the newspaper business, we were had access to know which hotel the team was staying at. So we took a shot after the game on a Saturday night to go to the hotel bar.
This is so creepy, but it's the way it was done.
It's a little creepy, yeah.
It was the way it was done back in the day.
Right, and Ken Herbeck and a few others were in there. And so we kind of, you know, took our time and eased our way over there, and before you knew it, we had a great night with Kent Herbeck.
Do you remember the end of the night?
I do, but I'm not sharing. I'm honestly not sharing.
Do you and Kent Herbeck go like cow tipping or something?
Nothing that crazy. But it was a very fun night, and I'm just throwing that out there.
Uh-huh.
In case Chris Harrington's listening.
I'm going to have to get the real story in the break.
I'll give it to you, maybe, if you're nice to me. If you run a yellow light, I'll give it to you.
Nope, then don't give it to me. Not going to happen.
Mark Gwynn and Chris coming up. More interviews. We still got Jason Adam. We still got Dylan Cease. And we got a big five. So it's all still coming up on the Gwynn and Chris program. Here's some traffic. All right, welcome back to the program. 4:21 is the time. We're less than 2 hours away from Aztecs, North Carolina, in the NCAA tournament. 6:10 tip-off in Dayton, Ohio. Unless the first game goes long into overtime, something like that could delay the Aztecs,
which is annoying.
Saint
Francis.
Yeah, Saint Francis is related to the actual Saint Francis.
Oh wow.
They're leading 32-26 over Alabama State right now in the first NCAA tournament game.
Do you feel like there's some sort of good luck here because you saw the Aztecs beat Alabama 2 years
here?
Ago?
Not really.
Like, literally in this space.
I know. It'd be great to think that. If I really felt that, though, I wouldn't go home. I would sit here and watch the game for 2 hours, but I'm not going to
People,
do that.
People, he's not so joking.
I'm not going to do that, though. So they're going to have to do it without me doing that.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be up to them to pull it off here. Tony said it right earlier. All of the, you know, attention that's being heaped on North Carolina, all the love that Carolina's getting. It's funny because people are saying in one sentence they don't belong in the tournament, and then the next sentence they're saying, but they're going to win easily.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, none of that matters. It truly doesn't.
Yeah, speak out both sides of your mouth, people.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you think, whether they should have been in or not. They're in, and if the Aztecs play their game, they can beat them. That's it. And if the Aztecs play like they have been recently, then they probably aren't going to beat them. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Somebody who's keeping their fingers crossed is one of my favorites. In fact, he's got the whole K section of my book to himself, I believe.
Hey, let me think.
There's nobody quite like Kiper. This guy. Yeah, Mel Kiper.
I knew it.
Yeah, Mel Kiper has come out with his first round predictions in the NFL draft. Now,
why do you hate these?
Because they're never right. They're just a waste of my time.
It's not, though. It's not a waste of
your time.
But
to people out there, it's the biggest deal in the world. If he was right once in a while, I'd give it to you. But he's not. And then when he's wrong, he's critical of the NFL teams for not doing what he said they should do.
See, I can't get behind that. But
right, like who is he? I mean, Bill Polian was the old GM of the, I think it was the Colts at the time, and he's like, who is this idiot who's, you know, like telling everybody what they should be doing?
That is funny. He would be working for a team if he was that great. I mean, if he was that smart,
I would think somebody would hire him and say, look, you never miss.
You're a scouting extraordinaire.
Right, but he misses all the time. And that's okay, but he presents it as if this is fact, and it's just not. That's what I have problems with. It's not fact. It's conjecture, and that's, you know, if he presented it as conjecture, I'd be more than willing to you know, to put up with Mel Kiper.
See, that's where I like Mel. I like Mel Kiper for this reason, because I want to know who I need to know about going into the draft. And I'm not going to necessarily look and see where you pick someone. I'm just going to look at the names and read about them a little bit just to get familiar with it. That's what I like about that. I do look at the 49ers pick and see who they're picking.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you who Mel Kiper says they're picking, and it's not going to mean a thing to you.
I mean, so much stuff can change between now and then anyway.
No kidding. But anyway, if having said all of that, people do want to know what he's saying or thinking. So Cam Ward is going to go first to the Titans, according to Mel Kiper. That's what he's thinking.
This number one pick is one of the most intriguing, I think, in a long time.
Now, Cleveland, I think, will do well if they do what Mel Kiper says, and that's Abdul Carter, the monster edge rusher for Penn State.
Yeah.
He seems like a guy that can change the game. And if you put him and Myles Garrett out there together, that could be scary for some people.
That could be scary.
New York Giants.
Are they going to go Shedeur?
Shedeur Sanders, and Mel Kiper says it's a perfect fit. How does he know? How does he know this? He doesn't know this. He's just throwing it out there and hoping it sticks on the board.
Can I say that?
And when it's not a perfect fit, can I say, hey, Mel, you're wrong again?
Can I say that? I don't know a rookie quarterback is a perfect fit for the New York Giants right now.
How would you like to stand behind that line?
As a matter of fact,
you wouldn't be standing behind it. You'd be running for your life.
But here's the thing. Shedeur Sanders isn't a scrambling quarterback. He's more of a pocket passer.
Well, he'd have to be running around.
He's very accurate and all that, but I don't see it.
74% completion rate. But I don't think he threw the ball more than 5 yards downfield all season, except for a couple of bombs to Travis Hunter, who, speaking of which, is the number four pick
for
the Patriots. If they were that great, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, they would have at least won the Big 12 conference. They didn't.
Well, it's a team sport, Chris.
Okay.
Travis Hunter won the Heisman, so.
A couple of other notes. Ashton Jeunte, Boise State running back to the Raiders!
I'm really, really curious to see what happens with him in his
career.
Because
he looks unstoppable in college,
he
right?
reminds me of those guys like the Ron Danes and guys that are so good in college, and you're like, it's easy. He's going to translate to the NFL. I don't know what's going to happen with him. He needs to catch more passes.
The thing that worries me about him is Penn State slowed him down just fine. And Penn State doesn't have all NFL players. They have a couple, but not 11 of them.
That's true.
Tyler Warren of Penn State, a tight end who is a dominant. I think he's the next Brock Bowers, which is saying something now. He goes to the Jets, according to Mel Kiper. Jackson Dart is another quarterback.
Have you heard of this guy?
Yeah, he's from Mississippi, Ole Miss. He's going to the Saints, according to Mel Kiper. 11th pick. Phony Niners.
It's a lineman, isn't it?
Armon Membau.
I love him. Yeah. What does he play? An offensive line?
I mean, you don't know? You're the biggest 40. No, of course you don't know. Offensive guard, Missouri.
I knew it was an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing that I think the
Dolphins are picking right after you.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Another offensive lineman. Thank goodness. Look, if Mel Kiper's right about that, he can't be wrong. You'd have to be living on Neptune for the last 10 years to know that the Dolphins don't need an offensive lineman.
I can tell you why Mel Kiper is wrong. It's because he's predicting the Dolphins to do the right thing.
Yeah, right. The Dolphins will screw it up and they'll pick another running back
or like a skilled
fleet
player.
Wide receiver. Now we're gonna have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle and this guy and that guy and that and then I'm like, yeah, and Tua's gonna be crushed in the backfield. So what good is it gonna
matter?
What's
new for Tua?
All right.
Unfortunately.
Anyway, Mel Kiper, he's got his picks out. If you are NFL mock draft crazy, pay the extra $5 and you can read it on ESPN Plus. That's another thing. Mel Kiper thinks he's so good.
I think those are the editors that are doing this.
That we can't even get his picks for free. We have to pay a few extra bucks for
them. I mean, it's kind of,
please.
Kind of a genius idea, make them pay right up until the draft.
God.
ESPN and Disney need no more money.
Can people see me on YouTube right now?
Yeah,
somewhere?
They can.
Here I go, Mel Kiper.
Okay, stop.
He bugs.
That was weird.
He so bugs me.
Remember
last
year.
That's why I said he's got the whole chapter of K's.
That's true.
In the book.
Two years ago, if Bijan Robinson isn't drafted in the first round, I'm going to quit my job. And he was drafted in the first round, so he was right.
Unfortunately, but that wasn't much of a limb to go out on. He was a seventh overall pick.
Yeah,
come on,
that is true. And
I could have
the best running.
With
back
all
in
due
years.
Respect, I probably could have said the same thing, not knowing anything.
All right, that's a good point, Chris. That's a good point.
That's what Mel Kiper and I have in common. Neither of us know anything.
At least he said that.
All right. We've still got Jason Adam. We've still got Dylan Cease ahead on the program. But next, it's Scraby's Big Five. Stick around. All right, Gwen and Chris is right back at you here. 4:36 is the time. What a couple of days it's been for us in Peoria. Yesterday, Jay Cronenworth was on.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Merrill.
Yeah.
Jason Hayward was on yesterday.
Yeah.
Gavin Sheets, who's been kind of the story of the whole spring training.
Yeah. His interview is what the kids say, doing numbers on YouTube right now.
That's what you said.
People want to hear from Gavin Sheets.
Well, find it. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's there, yep. And it's good.
And everybody should go to the 97.3 The Fan YouTube anyway, just so you can watch us on the YouTube Live. Also, you could see all the interviews that we've done. And all of the videos that the station puts up are on YouTube, so you can catch up with everything there.
All right. Very good. Those were the interviews yesterday. Today, we've already had Tyler Wade and Brandon Lockridge. And one that, you know, I'm just going to keep saying, I thought it stood out a little. Connor Joe. He was really good and inspiring and talking about, you know, his recovery from cancer and, you know, getting a chance to play now in his hometown. So I highly recommend that one if you missed it. Still ahead, though, Dylan Cease and Jason Adam. My buddy Chris Harrington. The Kent Herbeck guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He said he got wind of that we talked about the Kent Herbeck story, and he wants to hear it now. So he wants to go back and find it.
Oh, no.
I told you. It was a famous night, Scraby. It was a famous night.
Well, he's trying to figure out what happened that night, too.
No,
so.
He knows what happened, but he wants to hear the story.
You never told me. I never asked you in the break. I forgot. Well, I'm going to have to ask you again. In the break.
You may.
All right.
Let's do some traffic for everyone who needs that out there. And then today's Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into the Big Five, if you say something nice on the YouTube chat, I will repeat it. So SBFly100 said, Matt Scraby has the best beard ever. So thank you very much for that.
I've come to take it for granted, but I think it's quite good.
I think it's quite good. Only one out of my dad and my brother and my uncles that can grow a beard. It's really crazy. My brother can't do it. My dad can't do it. My uncles can't do it, but I can.
Funny that I've never tried.
You've never tried?
Not really. Not beyond like 10 days.
I'm looking. You got...
This is like 3 days, but...
That's 3 days?
Yeah, I don't...
That would be 5 minutes for me.
I know, yeah. It doesn't go very quickly for me. I only have to shave like every three or four days.
Grow a beard, I should shave my beard for the first day of the season.
I won't make it past the 10-day itch period. You know that?
Oh,
but you don't remember it.
No,
it's been
I do.
So long.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad to get past that, and I won't make it past that.
Okay, I get that because that is pretty brutal. Katrina wants me, and the Scrabinators really want me to shave it to start the season, but I don't know.
I think it'll scare all of us, Katrina. I don't think it's a good idea.
All right. And Brandon said, Scraby, you're a great guy. Hashtag read my chat. All right. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Frozen Ropes, San Diego. Hey, parents. Here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Their baseball summer league is the perfect fit for your players. Starting June 16th through August 17th, summer league includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by March 31st and save $100. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com. Jerickson.com. All right, Frank, let's get into the first.
Number five.
All right, so we have four basketball teams from San Diego in the tournament, Chris. You got the Aztecs women's, you got UCSD women, you got UCSD men, you got the San Diego State men playing tonight.
Right.
We talked about it earlier. Hopefully we do not go 0 for 4. My question for you is, say the I don't even want to put it in the universe, but I'm just going to do it for the sake of the show. Say the Aztecs lose, but all three other teams win. Do you feel good about San Diego's college basketball?
The Aztecs lose tonight?
Yeah, and all three teams win.
Wow, that means that we beat LSU Saturday night.
Sure.
I'll be pretty excited if that happens. Okay. I got to be honest. If the girls beat LSU Saturday night, that's going to be something. But I know where you're going here. I don't want them all to lose I want them all to win. But here's my thing. I'm a little more realistic about all this. I think all four have really done some great things already this year. And anything they can all do will be gravy. But I'm certainly rooting for it all. You know, I want it to happen. I know UCSD's men can win. I know the Aztecs can win. I think the two women's teams, UCSD, if they win the play-in, is going to play UCLA, which is number one in the nation.
Yeah,
that's kind of tough.
That's tough.
And we know the Aztec women have LSU, which is pretty tough. They're 24-point underdogs. So I'm going to be pretty happy and proud of all the teams regardless. That's a good political answer, but that's really how I feel about it.
I kind of am going to feel, if three teams win and one team loses, I'm not even going to put the Aztecs in it. I'll feel good. But if they don't perform, Chris, if they all lose,
you're going to be upset.
I'm going to be upset and embarrassed because you don't get four teams in there and not be able to have at least one team win a game.
They're going to win a game.
The Aztecs are going to take care of it tonight, right? Thank you.
Jason Adam, thank you, Jason. Your interview's coming up. If you hurry home, you can listen to it.
I don't know where I was with that.
I don't know. You asked me if the Aztecs are going to take care of it tonight, and I just hope they do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Long story short, I will be happy if they win, but I will be very depressed if they lose.
If they all lose?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Number four.
All right. So the Dodgers and the Cubs opened the season last night. I did not wake up for it because I was not about to put my whole week into jeopardy for this. But I have seen this everywhere. And I thought maybe this was a conversation that we don't have anymore. But they're saying that opening the season at 4 a.m. on the West Coast, or 3 a.m. on the West Coast, is anti-American and anti-baseball. The question, I'm a first, is opening the season at 4 a.m. in Japan anti-American and anti-baseball?
Like, should we do this every year? Like, should this be the way they do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate this. I absolutely hate this. We call baseball America's pastime.
Yeah.
We live in America. I am an American.
Ooh.
I am fine with people going and doing these games at some other time, but not to kick off the year. Please,
really?
Stop kicking off the year when I can't even watch it. And then also you have a week and a half off before the actual season starts. It's very weird for me. There's spring training all over the place, and the Dodgers and the Cubs are already going to play two regular season games. So I think that they need to fix this, but they're never going to because the Dodgers and the fans in Japan are going to demand that they keep coming back. What do you think, Chris?
Well, they're not
going
to fix it because baseball gets a lot of money. That's why they keep doing it, because it's profitable. Look, the Cincinnati Reds were the very first pro team. So, again, back in the day, I know you hate when I do this.
No, but
back in the day, the Reds had to play the first game every year.
And guess what? When I lived in Cincinnati,
and there was a, you know, it was a tradition. The Reds play the very first game, right?
A huge deal.
Big
people
deal.
From Cincinnati absolutely hung on to that.
Right. And you know what? We don't do that anymore. So times change. The only time you could play the games in Japan is before the season starts. You couldn't do it in the middle.
Yeah.
It's too much travel. But yeah, I think in a perfect world, I would rather it open up here, you know, on opening day here where everybody kind of plays. But they're going to do what they do.
It's all for TV. It's all for TV. All right, Frank.
Number three.
Cam Hayward of the Steelers is not going to be joining Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, I love Cam Hayward for this.
He's not going to be joining Aaron Rodgers on Darkness Retreats anytime soon. The longtime Steelers defensive captain said on his Not Just Football podcast Tuesday that he's not going to great lengths to recruit the four-time MVP to sign with the Steelers. By the way, four-time MVP, that's impressive when you actually read it.
Yeah, it is.
Quote, I ain't doing the darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. It's that simple. That's the pitch. If you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be a part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin off my back. Chris, does Aaron Rodgers still have complete and total leverage over the league?
I wish the Steelers would tell him to hurry up. I can't believe they're letting him have all this time. I agree with Cam Hayward. This is such classic Aaron Rodgers putting himself above any organization that he's going to play with. And it's why I've fallen completely out of favor with Aaron Rodgers the last few years. I was never anti-Aaron Rodgers when he, you know, did his thing for the Packers and he was a MVP thing. But, you know, holding people, you know, basically hostage to his every whim, you know, bothers me. I don't like it. I wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers. And I think Cam Hayward's saying pretty much the same thing. He doesn't want somebody who thinks they're bigger than the team.
Yeah.
So I don't want that either.
I think this, if there's one coach, I guess, that you could pair Aaron Rodgers with and hope that he can get through to him, it might be Mike Tomlin, but I don't think Mike Tomlin can. Aaron Rodgers has made up his mind. He knows who he is. He is who he is.
He listens to one person and one person only. Mr. Ayahuasca.
He does listen to ayahuasca quite often. If I'm Cam Hayward, I'm going right into Mike Tomlin's office and be like, you guys need to put in, we need to know who our quarterback is.
Don't be surprised if Cam Hayward hasn't already done that.
That's also
true.
And
he's a big guy. He could get past the secretary.
Yes, he could. He could, unless the secretary is like Jerome Bettis or something.
The other thing about Cam Hayward, he was the NFL Man of the Year.
Like multiple,
couple years ago.
He's done it a lot.
He's a solid guy, right? He's not just speaking, throwing off the cuff. This Cam Hayward's solid, so I think the Steelers should listen a little.
I think they should too. But does Aaron Rodgers have leverage over the league? It seems like it, but I don't think he does. Did anybody see him play last year? Do they want that on their team? Do they want everything that goes into that?
It doesn't. They don't all need to want it. Just one team needs to want it.
And one person really needs to want it. Right. And then you just deal with it.
Uh-huh.
But all right.
Number two.
L.A. Sparks forward Cameron Brink said she was unsettled by responses.
I can't wait to hear how you're going to describe this story, Scrabe.
By the responses
Good
she saw
here.
Online to call to a call by the team, her team, for men to try out for the practice squad. The Sparks, in a social media post last week, put out a call for male practice players to sign up for a tryout and got such an overwhelming response that the team stopped taking applications. Now, Brink did not oppose playing against men in practice, but she was not pleased with the open tryout that they had and the responses that she saw on this post, which featured her and teammates Derek Ahambi, Ricky Jackson, and Kelsey Plum. One of the comments was...
Yes? You better be careful
can't
here.
Can't wait. Okay, this is not an exact...
No, don't say it.
No, but can't wait for Cameron Brink to box me out.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Guys were just really, really creepy.
Disgusting.
No, they were creepy. They were creepy.
Yeah, and so she wasn't happy about it.
So she wasn't happy.
I'm up first. Are open tryouts for men unacceptable for a WNBA team? Now, you told me something about the Aztecs women earlier in the week, and they practice against men all the time.
All the women's teams do.
And the WNBA do as well.
I imagine so,
The open tryout is where I'm like, what are you doing? You are opening this up for a bunch of creeps to try and force their way onto a court with these women. And if I'm Cameron Brink, if Cameron Brink is standing up for this, I'm fully behind her. You can't just invite random dudes off the street to play basketball against professionals.
I think you do need to do quite a bit of homework before you bring people in. No question.
You have no idea what these people have in their backgrounds. You have no idea what they really are all about. It could be a security thing.
But I don't know how the Aztec women's team they get kids on campus that are real. I mean, these kids can play.
But they're also students at the campus.
Students, right.
And you can kind of look into them a little bit. These are people literally off the street.
Yeah, I think you have to check into these kids. I mean, Cameron Brink said they normally practice against students from USC. who come over and practice against the Sparks.
Yes.
But now that they've opened it up, it's gotten creepy. So
the comments alone were
enough. Need to listen to her because it is creepy.
Yeah, she said, anyway. So Last one. All right, so Sammy Lev and I went out to dinner last night. I paid. I was the gentleman, Chris.
I saw a picture of that. Tweeted out.
Yep.
That you were reaching into your wallet.
I was.
I've never seen that photo before.
No, you haven't, because I haven't reached into my wallet before. But the menu was vast, and it had a lot on it.
Okay.
I ordered something very simple. I ordered a sandwich, turkey sandwich with bacon. It was one of those New York delicatessens, so it was a huge, massive sandwich. And then they asked me if I wanted what side I wanted. And I said, I'll take the waffle cut fries because you know what? I'm going for it right now.
I like waffle cut fries.
She goes, oh, I'm sorry. We don't have the waffle cut fries.
Ooh, they were out.
And I got to tell you, for a split second, there is a part of me that wants to get up and leave because...
Really?
Just because... I don't know why. Because it bothers me.
That they're out of something? It happens?
How do you run out of French fries?
It happens.
How do you run out of French fries?
Shouldn't happen, but it happens.
Like, on St. Patrick's Day, I understand if they run out of corned beef.
Okay.
All right. So, so she goes and she points to the menu and she goes, we do have sweet potato fries. You can have those. And then I looked at the price for the sweet potato fries. It was an extra $3.30, Chris.
Okay.
So I look at her and I say, if I order the sweet potato fries, are you going to charge me? Because you didn't have the French fries. And she... said, yeah, we're going to charge you. We're going to charge you for this. And I pushed back a little bit, Chris. I said, how could you charge me $3.30 extra when you don't have the free product? Why don't you give me the extra product for free because the free product is out? And she said, sorry, that's not how we do things here. So Sam agreed with me that those sweet potato fries should have been free. If they do not have a menu on the, or an item on the menu... should you get that item for free? Like, substituting.
Right.
An upcharge item. Because I think you get it for free.
I think in this case you should have. Because it's only a few bucks.
It's $3.30.
I mean, if they said, let's say your surf and turf came with a lobster tail and they're out of lobster tails, but you could upcharge for a full lobster... you shouldn't get the lobster for free. But in the French fry department, I'd say you should have gotten it.
And you know what?
I'm going to agree with you here.
You know what Sam did when I was like, no pun intended, waffling between the sweet potato fries and something else? He goes, just do it. And I was like, fine. Peer pressure got to me.
Hey, Adam, when he turns in that receipt, understand that it's $3 more than it should have been because he had to get sweet potato fries.
I almost walked back into that kitchen and said, you peel that potato right now. I see a potato right here. You peel that, you fry it, you bring it out to me.
You waffle it?
You waffle
that. Give it to me.
Yeah.
That boy Scraby. All right, Big Five's in the bank. Happy hour to wrap it with Jason Adam and Dylan C. still ahead on Gwen and Chris.